Okay, so says the Gemara in the middle of Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Tani Chada, says the Gemara, we learned in one source, Uvros Umeinakos, Misanos Parishonos, Ve'ein Misanos Pa'achronos. That women who are pregnant and women who are nursing, so they fast the first group of fasts, they don't fast the latter group of fasts. So obviously we know that if a woman is expecting or if a woman is nursing, so the lack of nourishment could be potentially problematic for her ability to feed the baby, for her own health, for her ability to do what she needs to do. Ve'emisanos pa'achronos. Especially in the times of Chazal, there was no air conditioning. So you can imagine it's a serious, if the climate concerns are significant, so that's a really serious issue. Ve'emisanos pa'achronos. Ve'tani idach, we have another braisa. Misanos pa'achronos. Ve'emisanos pa'rishonos. No. They fast the latter ones, but they don't fast the former ones. V'tanya idach, and we have one more brisa, ein misanos lo barishonos v'lo b'achronos. They don't fast at all. Not the earlier ones, and not the later ones. So Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, how do we extrapolate the din from this series of brisos? So he says, nokud amtsa'isa biyadech demitartzin kulu. Really what it tells us, says Rashi, is that the three that are in the middle are the ones that they're supposed to fast. Because in one source it seems to say that, right, if we follow it through, one source seems to say they fast parishonos, they don't fast pa'achronos. He wants to say maybe that means they fast, right, the first one, they don't fast the latter two. The other possibility is that they fast the latter The misanos pa'achronos, they fast the last one. Ve'ena misanos pa'rishonos. They don't fast the first two. And then you could interpret the middle one, that they don't fast lo misanos lo pa'rishonos v'lo pa'achronos. So he says, you encapsulate all of them, and they don't fast the middle one. Rashi goes on to talk about the fact that the first one they don't fast because we're not really in such a crisis yet to start being mitzayer the pregnant women. The second one, maybe they do fast because, right? And the third one already, that's when the crisis is at its apex, but that one is more extensive. So it's a discussion. Says the Gemara, I apologize, because we have extra to do. We have to move. Ma elu yeseros ala rishonos, elo shebe elu masriyan vinolan esachanvanios. What are the first set of fasts have that differentiate them from the latter one? In those latter fasts, as we learned in the Mishnah, we're masriya, we cry out, v'noalin esachinvanios, right? We all remember the Mishnah, that we lock up the stores. So the Gemara says, b'may masriyin, what are we crying out with? What does that mean? So b'huda omar b'shofros. Masriyin means we cry out with blowing the shofar. Rabbi Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav Omar ba'anenu. What does it mean to cry out? It means to cry out in tefillah. Kasoka daitach, I might have thought, man de Omar ba'anenu lo Omar b'shofros, that the one that says you do it with anenu says you don't blow the shofros. Uman de Omar b'shofros lo Omar ba'anenu. And the one that says b'shofros says you don't say anenu. These opinions are mutually exclusive. V'atanya, but we learned in a brisa, ein pochsin misheva tanios ala tzibur, sheba en yudches hasros, v'simin ledover yericho, that we don't do less than 7 tanisim on the tzibur in that stage, and that has 18 cries, and the simin ledover is yericho, that they walked around yericho. So says the Gemara, yericho is shofros avu, that's, they use shofros. So says the Gemara, v'tiyuvta lamanda amar ba'anenu. So it sounds like Asriyo only refers to blowing the shofar. Ela b'shofros tekuli alma lo pligi. Dekari le hasra. No, says the Gemara, rather, everyone agrees that shofros are considered the crying out. Ki pligi, where do they argue? Ba'anenu. They only argue with regards to anenu. Mar savar kari le hasra. Some say hasra also refers to anenu. Umar savar lo kari le hasra. That Asra does not refer to Anenu. L'man d'amar ba'anenu kol shekein b'shofros. According to the man d'amar that says we say Anenu on a fast day, certainly we say that we blow the shofar. L'man d'amar b'shofros, and according to the man d'amar b'shofros, about ba'anenu lo. We don't necessarily, at that stage, insert the insert the tefillah of Aneinu. The Rishonim will discuss what are we doing with shofros here, right? The assumption is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about the difference between the blowing of shofar on Rosh Hashanah and the blowing on shofar on Atinus. Right? On Rosh Hashanah, they used to blow the shofar and the chatzotzros. However, they used to elongate the shofar beyond the chatzotzros. That's also of Trekhoi Lo Mishtam. Right? That, you have to be able to hear the shofar distinct from the other chatzotzros, from the trumpets. But the Gemara says over there that on a Tainis, they would do the opposite. They would blow the shofar with the chatzotzros and they would elongate the chatzotzros beyond the shofros. So some Rishonim say, no, these two words are interchangeable. The Gemara is calling them shofros, but the Gemara actually means chatzotzros. And therefore, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when we no longer have chatzotzros, even though I think if you go to the museum in the Old City, I think that's one of the things that they made, right? They made chatzotzros. So there's no more chatzotzros. So therefore, this part of the Tainis experience did not happen afterwards, that it wasn't included. Some assume that no, that the shofar part of the chatzotzros could still happen, even the chatzotzros part of the chatzotzros don't happen anymore, and that's a discussion. But the Gemara says but the inclusion of shofros or chatzotzros in the interpretation of the word Hariu, in the interpretation of cry out, makes a lot of sense, right? The Rambam writes that part of the experience of the Tainis is to cry out through the experience of the chatzotzos, of the shofros. Rav Soloveitchik writes that, that the shofar, we relate to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in many different ways, right? To some extent, the shofar is this, clarion call of Malchus, that it's sort of like a trumpet announcing the coronation of God. To some, the shofar is really all about the experience of awakening, right? Uru Yushenim Mishinaschem. The shofar awakens us up. You know, it's a disruption of the normative, you know, experience. It's sort of like that's what it is, right? But to some, Rabbi Soloveitchik has a whole discussion that the shofar is really an expression of tefillah. Because he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the human being, Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, he instilled our neshama into us through a breath into our body, and it's with that primordial breath that we blow out the call of the shofar, the call of the shofar. That the shofar is an expression of the deepest, most spiritual space of a human being. It's a communication without words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of just the essence of who we are. It's a form of tefillah. It's the dimension of tefillah that cannot be captured and defined by words. It's the dimension of tefillah. It's the cry. It's the existential cry of the human being. It's the prayer to God that's not articulated and formulated by things that are concrete, but that's part of our sense of tefillah. And so therefore, when we talk about a fast day, how do we express ourselves to the Ribono Shel Olam on a fast day? It's not just through blowing these things so that there's an awakening to tshuva. It's also a form of tefillah. It is a form of aneinu. It's a form of tefillah. But it has to be, that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, it has to be distinguishable from the other voices. Those that davened with us in Yeshiva Ketana remember the very powerful experience of Tzkiyah Shofar, when we were in Yeshiva Ketana, so there were also bells, for the school bells in Yeshiva Ketana. And they would ring sometimes throughout davening. They weren't a bell, they were like a sound. They were like a tzkiyah. So they would happen all throughout davening. And one year, we were at the end of davening, and we were doing all the kolos, and we had one more left, and as Scott got up to blow the last tzkiyah gedola, the bell went off and everyone started cracking up because it was just literally I said Tzkiyah Gedola and the thing just went off. So Scott stopped blowing because people were hearing the blowing and the tzkiyah. Took a good 5 minutes for everyone to calm down and for him to be able to stop laughing enough that we could then blow the last call. We only had one more call left. Then we could blow the last call of the 100 kolos of Tekiah Shofar, because you gotta hear every call. You gotta hear every, Vatanya, so says the Gemara, we learned in a brisa of a shalko mine peronios, a misrag shows. for all other terrible things that happen, kigon, for example, chichuch, a plague of boils, chagav, a plague of locusts, zavuv, vitzirah, v'yetushin, places where there's a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of bees and a lot of flies, a lot of dangerous insects, vishiluach, nechashim, v'akrovim, and scorpions and snakes, lahayu masriyin, they weren't masriya, elat soakin, they cried out, which is a stronger formulation. So says the Gemara, miditza'aka bepeh, from the fact that this brisa refers to tza'aka as something that you do bepeh, hasra b'shofros. That sounds like it implies hasra, that word does not imply doing something bepeh. So the hasra that was used to describe what we do on the fast day really should refer to anenu. It should not refer to the shofar. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Tanoihi, this is a machlokas tanoim. This is a machlokas tanoim. Titania, because we learned in another brisa, not everybody agrees to this. Al elu masriyan b'shabbos. On these, you can cry out on Shabbos. Right? On Shabbos, we have a tradition that Shabbos is a day that we're supposed to be reflective. It's a day of oneg. It's a day of focusing on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And, it's not a day that we want to introduce tsar. Even for the purposes of tefillah, right? Even in that Mishaberach Lecholim, we say Shabbos hi milizok, right? We would cry out more, but it's Shabbos. That's what it means. Shabbos hi milizok, preventing us from crying out. It's only in absolute extenuating circumstances when we're allowed to cry out on Shabbos. It's only, the way the poskim formulated is, it's only if refraining from crying out on Shabbos itself will be a greater tsar, because the tsar is so compelling and so overwhelming that holding out will be, you know, even a greater tsar. So the Chassam Sofer explains the famous sheet of the Abu Draham about that you fast to Sar B'Teves on Shabbos. There's a sheet in the postgim, and the famous Chassam Sofer, he compares it to a tainis cholom on Shabbos. If you can have a tainis cholom on Shabbos, some say maybe you can, because not fasting is going to cause you such a degree of tsar. The dream is going to bother you so much that maybe you could go ahead and fast. And he distinguishes between Asara B'Teves and other fasts, because it's a tainis shal asid, whatever. He has a whole mahalach over there. That's another reason. Correct. Be'etzem ayom hazeh. Correct. So the Gemara says, so anyway, in general, we refrain from calling on Shabbos, even if there are things going on that are very serious, that are very real, a sick person, of dangerous situation, unless, God forbid, we're in a situation of war, we're in a situation of a plague, we're in a situation where, you know, not saying something is just so compelling. So says the Gemara, Al elu masriyim b'shabbos al ir shirukifu gayes. If soldiers have surrounded our city, right? God forbid. Soldiers surround the city, Onohar, or the river is overflowing. And literally, we don't know what's gonna be. We don't know if we're gonna, you know, so you can't just in that Shabbos, you know, start singing Kelodon to Yismuchu. You know what I mean? Like, everything's fine, and you know, you're giving, you know, throwing candy at an Ufruf, and meanwhile the Passaic River is overflowing, and you know, we're gonna. So says the Gemara, Sfina miturefes bayam, or if you're on a boat that's you know, tossing in the sea. So Rav Yossi Omar la'azora. Rav Yossi says, even in these situations, you know what it means? Tzoakin. It means you can scream for help. That's what it means. About lo litzaaka, but not that you can cry out in tefillah. That's not an appropriate reaction in the context of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you see, there is a Tana that says that, you know, that tzaaka could mean bepeh. So b'may ilay b'shofros, shofros b'shabbos mishari. You think when he says masriyin, it means b'shofros in these situations? On Shabbos, we would never blow a shofar. Elalav ba'aneinu, but rather it means ba'aneinu. V'kari le hasra, and it calls it hasra. Shema mina, that you can refer to anenu as hasra. And therefore, when we say masriyin, it might refer to anenu very well, and might not refer to shofros. It's a machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara, bishani de Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, havitzara, there was a great tsar. So gozar, what happens? He was gozer tlos esrei tanios, 13 tanesim, v'lo i'one, and it did not work. So everybody lost a lot of weight, right? But I guess that's tzarchin, right? If we really lose any weight on these tanes, between the carving up beforehand, right, and the post-tanes ice cream, you know, it's lav dafka, the full calorie count of a tanes is really, they didn't have a lot of carbs. That's true. When they're cooking pasta. That's true. So I guess bread. So the Gemara says, so it didn't work. He wasn't answered. So Savar lemigzar tfei. He wanted to make more tanesim. So Amar le Rav Ami. Rav Ami came up to him. Hare Amro. So Rav Ami says, hey, listen. Ein matrichen es atzibor yoser midai. You cannot be matriach the tzibor more than they can handle. Right? At a certain point, you have to find another vehicle to try to appeal to the Rabbono Shel Olam's mercy. There is a limit to how much the tzibor can handle these fasts. You have to cut it out. So Amar, what?
Thank you, Rav Ami.
Thank you, Rav Ami. Right. So I'm sure there are, you know, it's I'm sure there are people who want to quote this line in the Gemara for many experiences. Right. The rabbi speaking a little too long. Hey, matrichin es atzibor yoser midai. You can't. It's too much. So Amar Rav Abba braid Rav Chia says Rav Abba David Rav Chia Rabbi Ami de Ovid le Garmei. See, who the Ovid says, no, you know, Rabbi Ami, he wasn't really stating this as a halachic principle or as a really mitigating factor. He had a vested interest. He had enough. So he walks up to him, he says, yeah, the tzibur, right? The tzibur can't handle what you're doing. The balabatim can't handle it. So maybe we cut the fasting. So who the Ovid, so the Gemara says, we only learn this with regards to Geshamim. We could fast until we're answered from Shamayim. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Nami Hachi, Kishamru Shalosh, Kishamru Sheva, Lo Amru Elo Legeshamim. When we say you do the first three, and then we add seven, these limitations are only for Geshamim. About Lashami Peronios, but other Peronios, Misanin Vahokin, Ad Shiyanu, until we are answered, until we're told that this is what it is. Lemitu Tiyufta to Rav Ami. So that sounds like a Tiyufta on Rav Ami, who says we stop because of Tircha of Tzibura. So Amalucha Rav Ami will tell you, Tanaihi, that is actually the subject of a Machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Ein Gozrin Yoser Mishloshes Rei Tanios, we're not Gozrin more than 13 Tanios, Alatzibur, Lefisha Ein Matrichenes Hatzibur, Yoser Midai, Divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Min Hashem Uzeh. That's not true. Yivnesha Yotza Zmana Shel Revia. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you know why these fasts end in Maseches Tainis? Because we're not in the period of time where the rain is helpful anymore. So once you pass then, the solution to the drought is not going to help because the other atmospheric conditions that are necessary for the agricultural productivity are not present. And so therefore, it's not going to help. So says the Gemara, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo min Hashem uzeh yivnesha zmana shel revia. So that's the Machlokas Tanoim. So Rav Ami says, Machlokas Tanoim, and you see that the factor of Eimatrichen Atzatzibur is really a legitimate factor. The Rambam writes that what happens if the tzibur is in the middle of a fast and they're answered in the middle of the fast, right? So we set up all these fasts and we're going and we leave Shachris. Everybody, you know, is exhausted and all of a sudden the heavens open up and it's mamish pouring. It's raining cats and dogs. We're good to go. Or, I don't know, we're fasting for locust plagues, and we walk outside, all the locusts are gone. Or the river recedes, or they bomb the surrounding army. Whatever it is, the circumstances of the fast are curtailed. So the Rambam writes that we don't make the tzibur be mashlim the fast. We don't make the tzibur be mashlim the fast. And there's a machlokus rishonim, what the reason for that is. The Ran holds, the reason we don't make the tzibur be mashlim the fast is because we don't want to be matriach litzibor. We were answered, so it's enough. So, you know, it's enough.